My name is Malia. I'm here at the Boiler Room reporting for B Radio. I'm here with Nihilist. Hello. Just get everybody here to introduce themselves from my left.
Hi, I'm Bryce. Play drum.
My name's Betty.
No, you're not.
My name's Jake. I do things on stage.
I'm Paul. I also do things on stage, mainly play guitar.
Amazing. And so we're here at the night before Halloween. We've got some sort of spooky style outfits going on. Any inspiration behind them, or is this normal Nihilist attire?
No, it's not.
It's actually really halfway normal, I'd say.
Yeah, Paul is normally probably dressed up.
Yeah.
Paul likes wearing the cowboy.
I'm dressed down normally,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, it's a lot of stage lights. Physical job, you know.
Genuinely, I have left my poncho and hat in the green room.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And I want that on the record.
The funny thing was, for my Halloween costume, apparently, I was saying this to Paul earlier before we left the house. I was like,
we didn't
have to try very hard for my Halloween costume.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. It's because, two nights ago, I went out just to Shoreditch, and I was told by a few people in the bathroom, yeah, you look like Bob Dylan. And I'm like, I'm just like, okay. And they're like, no, put your hands in your pocket. You look like Bob Dylan. And I'm like, okay.
Were you wearing a costume?
No.
Was it a Bob Dylan costume?
I was just wearing my normal clothes.
You do look like Bob Dylan, though.
Oh, if you put the hair,
it's not an incorrect comparison. No.
It's not
like Neil,
it's not
Armstrong.
Yeah. I get Matty Healy a lot, and when people usually say that, that makes me, my insides seethe with rage.
I got Christian Bale once. That felt good.
Oh, wow.
That
okay.
is very good.
What would you say are your musical influences?
It's really strange, because all of us come from our own respective backgrounds in music and stuff like that, and we all have like shared artists that we like, but we can get into disagreements about music. Me and Paul certainly do. We've all just kind of taken the best bits of our, like, our favourite parts of our own style of music. And Buzz Osborne from the Melvins once said, like, he was saying that he felt that he had really good taste, and so he just wanted to show it off. And so that's, I feel, kind of, we've taken, like, the best parts of our music that we like and just try and throw it all together, really.
To speak for myself a little bit, I just enjoy a lot of stuff. And then try my best, because I get inspired by other, like, all sorts of music. Like, I think the first band that got me into playing to begin with was The Animals. That's they opened my eyes. And then it progressed and progressed as I learned more about rock, and then eventually I branched out from there, and now I take influence from all sorts of things.
I mean, really, to be a musician in...
For everything from big beaten house to happy hardcore and techno and stuff like that, so...
I mean...
I bring that vibe in.
I mean, music has basically just become, there are so many genres and there are so many things that you'll just get someone being like, oh, you're this, when you really don't feel like this at all. You're like, oh, you're post-punk, when you don't really feel like post-punk. Yeah. So, like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
In general, our, like, shared influences are, like, post-punk and grunge.
Do we all like Nirvana?
We all love Nirvana.
We all like Nirvana.
Yeah.
We all
like
Nirvana.
But, like, who doesn't at that point?
You know?
We all like the Pixies. We like Big Black. Yeah. We like a lot of things, but, you know,
but it's best to just kind of like everything.
But then,
like,
again, Jake likes Wurzels, so.
I don't like them. Like, amazingly.
He's from that neck of the woods.
I'm from the West Country, so it's kind of a rule. It's kind of, if you don't sing at least one song while you're drinking cider, you will get stoned.
And being from Hastings, I like the Madness. So.
Ah, very good.
I'm from Oxford. I have to like Radiohead.
Do you find that, like, that comes across in your music, the interest in a lot of different genres?
Yeah,
I
certainly.
Think so.
Certainly. Well, we've all kind of, as we said, we have a lot of like different like artists that we like, and so we just try and put them all together. I mean, sometimes songs can come from anything, like a certain drum beat, a certain like bass line, certain like vocal part, or anything really. I mean,
sometimes we've made songs.
Nihilist is just
noise. Made noise songs.
We are just pure chaos at the end of the day, and we just don't really care much about, like, well, we care about the songs, but we don't really care if you don't like it. You either like it or you just endure it. We don't really care.
I mean, I'm coming into an interesting position, because your previous drummer as well had different influences. I felt like we were cut from like the same sort of style of playing, you know. It feels comfortable for me to play, but like I'm also taking on like the influence, like this hip hop influences and some of like that stuff. I'm not like a huge, I like hip hop, but like I'm not playing it often, you know. It's not something that I'm, like, I've always been in punk and rock bands, so to come in and like have to learn this hip hop beat, it's like a different influence from like, you know, a second hand influence almost. Like I'm not directly influenced by the beat that inspired it, but I'm learning it, and you know, it's like, opened up my playing.
Well, that's a good thing.
I mean,
learning curve.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you just sort of said that you're all from different corners of the general South. How did you come to being in Guildford?
We met through, well, the first person who I met was Evie, who is the previous drummer, and we became really close, really very, very quickly. I'd never met someone whose ideas about the country and about the world was so, like, it was innovate. It was, she was an innovator, especially in terms of the ideas and like about music and the world, essentially, that really clashed with my own personality and my own influences and stuff like that.
I've got a lot to live up to.
And I loved it. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Man.
It's to say, I mean, but then we met Paul through friends, and then we just, when we started playing together, it was just like, it was instant chemistry. Mm. And then we met Bryce through like playing shows. And
band opened up for Nihilist.
Oh, nice.
You know, I really like the music. I've seen them before.
It was the third show at the Star that we played. Headline, and we were absolutely loving, and we even said to him, you've got something. And then we just, I mean, Evie unfortunately had to leave due to the, like, you know, money and stuff, but it was the main thing. He was the first person picked, and she even said go with him because he's the way forward.
It came at the right time. I'd left the band previously, well, jumped between a few bands, but then Nihilist just came along at the perfect time. Like,
hey, do you want to make noises with us?
And I was like, yeah.
Come to your room and make noises with a bunch of
men. We literally played like for 3 minutes, and I said, do you want the job?
Yeah, it was, Jake sent me a message, and I think I responded within like 5-10 minutes, you know. And,
no.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Okay, well, there we go. That's embarrassing.
So, when was it that you released Anxiety Generation?
January 31st, 2022. And I wrote that song in 2019. First came up with the riff in 2017. And the fact that it's still... I was actually talking about this with a mate of mine the other day. They said to me, you kind of predicted something. And I got to say, that's pretty powerful as a musician, to be like, wow. I wanted to say something, and you know, that's really what Nihilist is. We just say stuff, and if you agree with it, fine. If you don't,
and have you ever come up against people that do disagree?
Oh, all the time. Well, we get a lot of people who, when they come to shows, it's either they don't get it or they completely fall in love with it, and like immediately. And the fact that people are coming to shows and being like, we formed a band because of you.
That was pretty intense.
It's the best compliment
you can get. It is the best compliment that you can get. And it's just...
We're not a mouthpiece yet, by any stretch.
We're not, no.
But
we say what we want.
If we're tapping into something, then happy day.
It's a sign of...
So it means that someone else is going to take some
for me,
free from it.
The music is a sign of the times that we live in. You kind of have to develop that thick skin. And a band kind of has to have that arrogance. It sounds like stupid, but at the end of the day, but you know,
some going up on stage good. And people have paid money to see you.
Because for a fiver, we can be fun and fucking crazy for £5.
We want to give people like more than their money's worth.
Yeah,
you know? We always do.
And a fiver, that makes us happy. That makes the audience happy.
Cheaper
that's
than
perfect.
Cheaper than the price of a pint.
True. Yeah.
And if you really like it, buy me a pint.
I think that attitude comes across just in sort of the, it's like a really explosive sound, and like when I first listened to Anxiety Generation, I was just like, I listened to it, and like for those listening, I'm just sort of like shaking my hands and like looking into the distance, because it was so sort of like hit you in the face, kind of.
That was the intention, really.
And then it just abruptly ends, and you're like, oh, cool. Well, and then you listen again, and you're like, oh, those are the lyrics, and that's really cool.
Well, there's more coming.
Tell me about that.
We worked really hard on a thing.
The thing might be coming soon.
We went to where
Royal Blood did their debut, and we made some noise.
Nice.
And that's all you need to know.
I'm not gonna lie, half the reason I joined the band was like, I kinda wanna hear what they're working on.
Yeah.
And I've heard it, it's good. It's good. Like,
an
it's
exciting.
There you go, everybody. We have a unique
job. We'll be playing actually quite a few of the songs on that record tonight anyway.
Nice.
Yeah.
which I'm really excited. I'm really excited about playing those. They're my favorite songs, to be honest. You know, I mean, I'm 23 and I'm not ready to hang up my guitar just yet. You know, up
but
at this
it's
point.
Scary though. A lot of people are like dropping music at like 23.
Yeah, literally.
You know, like they're finishing their. Yeah, you know, you're sort of thinking
if you don't,
oh, if I'm not like 20 and a success at this point, yeah. like you know,
that then there's
what
no
am
point.
I doing? Yeah. You know, I'm not going to make it. Mm-hmm. But I think that actually, you know, now is the right time for us to push and you know
to do
release things, write more music, play live. You know, that's what I want to be doing. Yeah.
If there's one thing I want to leave on a record, and that's for anyone to ever hear, is that it's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late to do the thing that made you, like,
yeah.
get on that skateboard, ride a bike, go running, play guitar, write songs, and keep doing it. Mm. Have fun. This life is too short for it. That's what that's what nihilism
means. Well, to you.
To you. To me. I'm not talking for anyone else here, but as, you know, what I feel existentialism should be, is that... Yeah. Forget making sense of the world. Just do it.
Also, before we go on to the next record, I'm really sorry for these tangents, but I do want to give a personal shout out to not only the former drummer Ruby, but also to the producer of the record, Jacob Tye. I just think he took the best parts of us and condensed it down, and he even made suggestions to the songs that we're still playing today. Mm-hmm. You know, he's brilliant.
He took a rust-coloured rod and polished it.
He did. Anyway.
Useful wordsmithing.
Yeah.
So the records, when can we expect that to come out?
February, at the latest. But we are planning a lot of shows to go with it, and we'll be playing all around the country, hopefully.
I'm learning to drive for it. Woo!
Amazing! Yeah, oh my god. So just before I let you go for your set, where can people check you out?
We're on all
of the
usuals, I guess, like Facebook, all of the, Twitter,
all of the ones
Instagram.
All of the
follow
ones
us on Instagram.
All of the ones that Mark all of the ones that Mark Zuckerberg like owns.
Follow us on it. Official Nihilist.
Official Nihilist.
That's the one.
We're also on Facebook now. We're also on
Spotify.
TikTok. That's another good one.
Feel free to stream of Anxiety Generation on Spotify.
You're actually going to quote Paul for this one, aren't you?
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.